The rabbit and the squirrel meet at noon the next day. They are a little afraid to go inside the cave.
Let's go inside.
Okay, you go in first.
No, you first.
Let's go in together.
Fine, but let's not stay too long.
The two go inside the cave.
Oh, thank you for coming.
How are you, sir?
Are you okay?
It's nothing. I'm just old.
But then, the lion suddenly stands up and shows his teeth and claws.
I may be old, but I can still catch you.
We were tricked.
Let's get out.
It's too late. You are trapped.
The lion eats up the rabbit and the squirrel.
Yum, yum. That was delicious. I wonder who will be next.
The lion eats up all of the animals like this, one by one.
All of the animals came here except for the fox. Why isn't the fox coming? I'm getting hungry again. Shh! I hear something.
Mr. Lion, are you in there?
Finally, it's the fox. Yes, I'm in here, fox. Come in.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling much better. But why aren't you coming in? Please come in. I wish to see you.
I would like to, sir, but it's too crowded in there.
What do you mean? There is no one in here but myself.
Really? I don't understand. There are many footprints going into your cave, but there are none coming out. Where are all the other animals?
Give me some time. I can explain. That's because...
That's okay. I'll come back again later. Take care. Bye.
Wait. Listen to me. Come back. Come back. Come back.
The fox goes home without turning his back.
Pooh, you can't trick me, Lion. I am much smarter than you.
Moral: always keep your eyes wide open.